Welcome to the Tony and Ryan podcast. Okay. I'm Ryan. This is Tony, and we're calling Clay, who's in Virginia.
Hello.
Hi. Oh my god! Didn't even ring. Hi, Clay.
Clay.
Hello.
It's Tony and Ryan. How are you doing?
Hi. I'm freaking out because my phone, I don't know what the fuck it did.
Oh, because the private number.
Oh, of course.
Yes.
Oh, we're here to sell you insurance.
Oh. Well, Clay, now that you know that it's us and we aren't trying to sell you insurance, would you approve this podcast?
Of course I will.
Yay. Oh, Clay.
Hi, I'm Clay. I'm from Virginia, USA, and I approve this podcast.
I want to start the show with an apology.
Yep, you'd fucking want to.
And a shout out to my good friend, Tony.
Just good friend. Okay.
Best friend status. Close to.
Oh, okay. Close.
I was late this morning and I would like to apologize.
You are late most mornings.
No. I give a bracket. I say between 7:30 and 8 and you go, cool, see, it's 7:15.
No. We say.
Check the text.
We say.
The reason
hang
I was late.
No, I need to say this. Mm-hmm. We say, yep, meet at 7:30 so that we can get going by 8.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the only reason that we can then get going by 8 is because I get here at 7:20 and set everything up before you get here at, you know, 7:45.
Well, we originally said between 7:30 and 8, which for you means 7:30, which means 7:20. I can't control you. I just say that's
no,
my
window. No, it was getting here at 7:30 to start at 8.
So this morning I was late, and I apologise for that. And I was thinking about starting the show by saying, has anyone seen my wallet?
I have. It was on the table just before.
Yeah, I had lost it.
Oh.
I couldn't find it. And I thought, oh, Tony's going to be so fucked off with me because I've lost my wallet. What's she going to think when I roll up and say I can't find my wallet? What would you have thought if I had said that?
I just would have rolled my eyes and been like, who loses their wallet?
Yeah. Well, I also thought you might have said, this is why I got you the fucking tile.
Oh, yeah. I did. But you've already told me that you ditched the tile, so.
No, the tile's back. I've ditched using the tile.
So.
So this morning, the reason I ditched it is because it's not as accurate as you'd expect.
Yeah, okay.
So I pressed it, the button, and it's like, it's beeping. But it turned out the wallet was in a jacket that was folded up, so it's like very muffled and you can barely hear
right.
it. But you know that thing, it's like does your head in, you can like kind of hear it, but you're still like, is it that direction? Is it that direction?
Yes.
It's so small. I can hear it sort of.
Yeah.
And so I walked out to the front with my phone. I'm like, maybe I dropped it getting out of the car.
Yeah.
And so I'm holding my phone up and I'm like looking for it.
Yeah.
And one of the tradies from next door goes, are you looking for a Pokemon? And I was like, no, I'm just looking for my wallet. It's got a tile in it. And he goes, oh.
That's fucking embarrassing.
And then I went back inside and found it in the jacket.
Oh.
And that's why I was late this morning.
Why don't you develop like a system for when you get home from like work or when you walk in the door, you like put your wallet and keys somewhere.
Usually there's a few regular spots.
Yeah.
And it just wasn't in there.
Yeah.
Because it was in my pocket in the jacket, hence why.
Why'd you even need your wallet?
Because I bought Bridget a coffee and a bagel yesterday.
No, today.
It's because I bought myself a coffee and you a coffee
but
about 5 minutes
ago. But I
would
have bought you a coffee.
Oh, I wouldn't want to deal with the fallout.
What do you mean? I buy you a coffee all the time.
Yeah, but if I said, can you pay? I forgot my wallet.
Do you remember the very first time we became friends? And it was because when we were working together at the radio station, you came out and you said, hey, mate, could I ask a favour?
Was that sheepish?
And And I was like, yeah, mate, what do you need? Because I thought that you would have needed like something
work-related
because we weren't really friends.
Oh.
And that's okay. Like, you know, acquaintances like we are now.
Sure.
And
pre-lovers.
And we hadn't kissed yet.
Yeah.
And you were like, oh, I forgot my wallet, but like I need to go and buy lunch. Is that all good? And I was like, bro, of course. And I like gave you my card. Do you remember that?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And then you were like, oh, that's how I knew that you liked me because you trusted me.
Yeah.
And then I paid you back a year later.
I don't think.
Because you kept bringing it up. And I
did not keep bringing
it
up.
Yeah, and I was like, fuck
you.
I
don't bring up money and you know that. It's like an honor system.
Yeah. But I do remember paying you back a year later because Because you told this story and I was like, did I ever pay you back for that?
It's a nice story though.
This lunch, this coffee this morning, that makes up for that.
Yeah, great. Oh, well, I'm so glad. Yeah, inflation. Thanks for the nut milk. I know it's extra.
You're welcome. So I'm sorry that I'm late.
You know what? That's okay. I'm just glad you're here safe, mate. That's all I care about.
Welcome
to the
week.
Haven't I grown as a person?
You have grown as a person.
Thanks. I could have fucking gotten in. When you got in, I could have been really fucking angry. But I wasn't. I was all good.
Would you say you were the same level as welcoming? Or was there a little?
No, I just said, hey. Because you were like, I'll tell you the story on the pod. So I couldn't even be like, is everything okay? You know?
Yeah.
That makes it hard in our relationship.
And it's a good trick too. Because I just tell that shit story, which got me out of copping a mouthful earlier. And it was worth it because that was hilarious.
Coming up later, we're going to be talking about the movie The Mummy.
Oh, that's why I'm late, because that movie went for 15 years.
Fucking hell.
They go back to the same place 3 times. I'm like, you going back again?
Make it a sequel, mate.
They did.
They could have gotten 6 movies out of that first one.
Yeah.
Fucking hell. I've got a lot to say.
Okay.
Yeah.
I should have, not that my reason wasn't the truth, but I should have opened with The Mummy because hashtag relatable. We both had to sit through that yesterday, it seems.
Yeah.
Fucking hell.
That's all right.
Last week, though, we were talking about throwing money at a problem.
Uh-huh.
Tony, after being told she may have to wait an extra 15 minutes in the glasses store, considered mm-hmm. getting laser eye surgery.
Yeah. Well, would people like an update on that story, by the way?
Yes.
So they were like, obviously, I sat there for 2 hours and they were like, we can't do this thing that you want.
Yep.
So I was like, I'm just going to get fucking laser eye surgery.
Yep.
They've done it.
They've done what?
They made the glasses.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow. Jokes on laser eye clinics. They just lost a customer.
Yeah. See you later, 10 grand. Keeping that for myself.
You're not going to? Because you attempted last week. Because
well,
a lot
now
of people.
I've spent all this money on the glasses. I'm like, not going to go and get laser eye surgery. Yeah. Maybe in a year when the glasses prescription expires.
Because a lot of TARPers messaged and went, oh, like all jokes aside, it changed my life.
Yeah. Lots of people were very supportive. But I'll save them money for next year.
Good, mate. Good. another TARPer ordered Uber Eats delivery from a place 80 metres away.
Oh, we've all done
that.
We've all done it. If you say you haven't, you're lying.
Yeah, you're lying. And another TARPer purchased a movie on Amazon Prime because they didn't want to walk into the next room and get the DVD from the cupboard.
I told that story last week.
That's what I mean. I respect this.
Okay.
I'm doing a recap.
Oh, right. I thought maybe you were reading a comment that I'd read last week because you didn't listen to me.
Well, I knew about the eye laser surgery. That was a clue that it was a recap. Are we fighting today? Why don't someone fuck you off? Is it because I'm late? Are you picking me apart? All right. Alicia.
Hi, Alicia.
Alicia does not like gold. Are you a gold? I feel like you're a gold person or you're not a gold person, you know?
Because
I'm not a gold person and neither is Bridget. We're not like gold people.
Yeah, I don't wear any jewellery.
Mm.
Like I literally don't wear any jewellery. But all of the stuff that I do have is gold. I think it suits me more than silver does.
Okay. But is that right that some people
you're
just,
one or
it just
the
feels
other.
Right or it
yeah.
doesn't?
And because you can't wear both at the same time.
No, oh, God. Oh,
what a faux pas.
Yeah. Later,
Rose hours. Gold's really having a moment over the last,
is
like,
it?
What, 5 years?
Mm.
That's a big thing.
Okay.
Yeah.
So Alicia doesn't do gold.
Okay.
And she also doesn't like sunroofs. Just on the record and say I don't like sunroofs.
Alicia, sorry, do you hate fun?
She must hate fun. I'm guessing, like me, a pale skin, keep the sun off me.
When
I'm
we borrowed your mum's car and drove to Sydney,
that, was a
that
real,
had a sunroof,
sunroof. That was
and
a
it was
creep.
Really lovely.
Yeah. Alicia, I was buying my first car. The sales guy brought me in and it was gold. And all I thought was, I've always associated gold with being grown up yellow.
I totally agree.
Really?
Yeah. Gold's for grown ups. Yeah.
But it's still yellow in her mind, but just an older person's yellow. And she didn't like it. But I always wanted a bright coloured car and they said, here's the gold one. And she's like, no, I don't do grown up yellow.
A gold car does seem a bit drab, doesn't it?
It's a choice.
Like, yeah.
You've made a decision.
Yeah. And like a silver car doesn't feel so crazy.
No. Yeah. All
but
my
a gold car.
Yeah. The only cars I've ever had are white.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, see, I'm a dark car gal.
So Alicia asks, is there any other model of car that's not the gold
just
one?
Just any other one.
And they go, yeah, we've got this blue one,
mm-hmm.
But it's the model up, you know, it's like a bit fancier,
mm-hmm.
and it's $5,000 more and it's got a sunroof. Or you could wait 2 weeks and just get the blue one for the same price. What do you think Alicia did?
She bought the blue one with the sunroof for an extra $5,000.
I didn't want to wait another week.
Yeah, fair enough. I wouldn't have either.
I
would have gone to a different car. No, I wouldn't have. I'm too lazy for that as well.
I left that day with a blue car, a sunroof I will never use, and double checked that it had a cover that I could pull across to block out all the light, and $5,000 more debt to my name.
Oh, Alicia, I respect it, to be quite honest. I would have done the exact same
thing.
Drive
that car, girl.
Yeah. Except I would have been happy about the sunroof, I think.
Mm.
I think that's quite cool.
Yeah, it's...
I wonder why she doesn't like them. Maybe she's had a bad experience in the past.
Maybe. What's the Twilight... Is he a dragon? Not a dragon. A...
Vampire.
Yeah. They don't like sun, right?
A dragon?
A
dragon? No,
I just knew it was a thing that isn't real. Including your relationship with Robert Pattinson on MySpace.
That's incredibly rude, and it was on MSN.
Joe Woodward. And now this has hit me a bit hard because I looked at this and thought this is pathetic, and then I realised I do this all the time.
Okay.
My husband takes our dog for a run.
Yeah.
By driving the ute around the paddock. So he just drives around the paddock instead of walking him. Petrol is $1 million a gallon. He's running up miles on the truck, but he sort of gives himself this pat on the back accomplishment because he thinks that he's taken the dog for a walk or run. Oh, I guess I'll take the dog for a run. And then just gets in the car.
He's also just like putting his Fitbit or his Apple Watch on the dog. So he's like, look how many steps I did today.
Well, I'm killing the steps.
Yeah, I've done 7 hours of exercise today.
My husband is so lazy. What a waste of money, says Joe. Now,
you've done the inner city version of this.
Well, I've actually done both the inner city and rural versions. And I want to know if this makes me a bad person. So every night I take BJ for a walk.
Uh-huh.
And sometimes it's a bit late. Oh, I'm a bit tired.
You're feeling a bit worse for wear.
Yeah, but I'm like, oh, like he needs to do his business or whatever.
And otherwise he'll scratch around the house all night.
He needs to get a run. So I've been using the e-scooter to whip around the park because there's like a walking path that goes around it. So I'll just do a few laps.
Yeah.
BJ can knock out 3.5 kilometers in like 15. And so he's knackered, he's puffing. And I'm just like standing on a scooter. And then Bridge goes, oh, thanks so much for taking him for a walk. And I go, oh, mate, I contribute to this household.
And you go, mate, don't even stress.
Don't worry about
it. Oh, I'm good for it, mate.
Yeah.
I would love to do it.
We've got our certain jobs. I do the vacuuming.
Do you?
The dog walking. I do the dishes each night.
Do you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Every night?
No, not every night with vacuum. But vacuuming is my role.
Oh.
Do the dishes every night. Take BJ for a walk.
Yeah.
Am I cheating the system?
I mean, as a lazy person, I want to say the dog gets walked.
Yeah.
It's not as if
what's the job that needs doing? Dog walking.
The dog
is it
walking.
Been done?
Yeah. Yes. The only thing that I would say is that maybe if you were also paying for a gym membership, then maybe you could just get all of your exercise.
That's very fucking aggressive.
No, I'm just saying for example. I'm just like, this is just me. I don't know about you. I don't know about Joe's husband.
You know a lot about me. You know a lot.
I'm just saying that if you were going to take the dog for a run and also pay for a gym membership and not go, then maybe like you could knock out the two birds with one stone by taking BJ for a run for free.
So are you saying spending, because I don't often use my e-scooter. I use one that's in the park.
What?
Because
why don't
they're
you
there.
Just use your e-scooter?
Oh, because I walk him on the lead to the park and then that might be tricky on the e-scooter. Or maybe I could do it and he could like pull me. Like that'd be like a dog sled. Anyway, I've been using
like
the pay
a
ones.
Dog sled?
And so I'm spending $4 on him. I'm spending like $20 a week at the gym.
Yeah. Why don't you just
cancel both those prices and walk the thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm hearing you.
I mean, mate, but I'm lazy too. I'd do the same. I'm just devil's avocado, you know?
All right. So BJ needs one walk or run a day.
Yeah.
And then you've seen him. Once he's had a run, he'll just curl up on the couch.
Yeah.
And he's pretty cruisy.
Yeah, he's chill.
So we were like dog sitting on a winery/farm for a week and they had a couple of dogs.
Yeah.
And
was your dog there as well?
Yeah, so they're like, oh, come stay at our house for the week. Bring BJ. You can stay here and we
look after our dogs.
Look after their dogs. Yeah.
Ow. Oh, sorry. I've just hit my hand on the thing.
You okay, mate?
Oh, my God. My life flashed before my eyes.
So in the morning, I'll take him out for a big run. And they've also, and because it's a big paddock farms, I did get the truck and like do a few laps of the block and the dogs just chase and sprint and they have
That's
a wild
fun.
Time. That is
yeah.
fun. And so they said, if you can do that every morning and night, that'd be unreal. So I did it every morning.
Mm-hmm.
And then I go get in the car in the afternoon and BJ's had his run for the day.
Yeah.
BJ, the dog, jumped in the car for the afternoon runs. So I would be in the driver's seat, he would be in the passenger seat, and we would drive laps of the farm watching the other two dogs run in their own paddock. As soon as I open the car door, he's like, nah, I'm fucking in there, son.
I'm only a country dog in the morning, not twice a day.
And when I told Bridget this later, and she's like, what? Because he comes in from his run, like, has a big drink of water,
yeah,
pants for a little bit, yeah, curls up, oh, two runs a day.
Big day for me.
And I'm like, mate, I know you're in the car.
He's like, they won't know.
Hi, it's Clay from Virginia, U.S. Here with Tony and Ryan.
Massive shout out to a few of our champion tarpers over at our Patreon. That is Tony and Ryan podcast listeners.
Yep.
A few in particular that I'd love to say a big thank you to. Bucky Bayless. Thank you, Zach Tyler. Yeah, Bucky Bayless.
I got called Yeehaw. Bucky when I was little because I have buck teeth.
That's fucking nasty.
I didn't realise at the time. I got home and was like, oh, everyone's calling me Bucky. It's cool. I got a nickname. Mum's like, I don't know if that's nice, but.
Aww. That I was you called thought Bucky. It was cool that you had a nickname.
Yeah.
To be honest, I think that most people would be just happy to be included. But a nasty nickname's not nice.
No, but I think that's – I was just enjoying being included.
Oh. Well, when I was a kid, because The Simpsons was popular, everyone just called me Fat Tony, like the mafia guy, but also because I'm chubby and my name is Tony.
I mean, I could
– Yeah.
Yeah.
Figure it out.
Yeah.
Don't you mean you couldn't figure it out? No. Because you're like, where'd they get the fat from?
I'm fucking glad you explained that.
Yeah, thanks. Josh Forgia.
I often send a picture of Fat Tony when someone's got an issue. Like my friend's got a bit of a council issue at the moment. And so I just send a photo of Fat Tony and I always say, do you want me to send my friend around? It always gets a lol.
You should send a picture of me next time.
I know. I'm not going to say it. I'm not going to say it.
All right. Joshua Forgia, thank
Fat
you
Fat Tony
so much.
Will sort him out. From The Simpsons. Of course. Don't fucking look at me like that.
Don't say that about me,
man. Don't.
COVID. It's been a long couple of
don't
years.
Don't lob up a fucking punchline and get mad because someone's like, I'm never playing alley-oop basketball with you.
Been a long couple
it's
of
from
years,
from The Simpsons.
Mate. Been a long couple
You're
of years.
You're telling me,
mate. I don't have a dog to walk, so.
I do, but I don't. I get a scooter.
Scooter. Joshua Forgia, thank you so much. Jade Tate, Kate Gillespie, Rihanna Georgie.
Oh, ooh, hello.
Rihanna. Kylie Harris, Liz Gallagher, Sammy, Nat Rose, Daniel Ornasorge, Tiani Clune, and Jacob.
Thanks, Jacob.
Thanks, Jake.
Yeah.
The big J.
Big J.
Smoke a Jaws. Have a J. So, reluctantly, post-watching, we watched The Mummy.
Mm.
I'd never seen it. So we decided to watch Brendan Fraser movies this week because he obviously just got his standing ovation after a fucking rough decade.
Rough decade.
So you said the other day that he spoke out about sexual assault that he experienced from the head of the Hollywood Foreign Press. Is
or
that
just
correct?
Some big dog.
Yeah.
Yeah. Some industry dude.
And so then after that, he kind of got blacklisted a bit. But also his like mum passed away. He got divorced. Yeah. Like just fucking rough. Anyway, he's back.
He's back.
BF's back. So we thought we'd watch a Brendan Fraser classic.
Just side note. Yeah. Did we talk about a film festivals are getting a bit carried away with the how many minutes the standing ovation is?
Well, I mean,
could you think of anything more awkward than a 6 minute standing ovation? Like after 40 seconds, it'd be like, yep.
You think about the 30 seconds that people are singing you happy birthday.
The worst 30 seconds of a year.
Exactly. 6 minutes of people just looking you in the eye.
And you just stand there for 6 minutes?
I don't know. Surely you'd want to sit back down.
I could listen to three Young Gravy songs in that time.
Exactly, mate. I could start learning a language.
Well, yeah, you've said that a lot. And yeah. Okay, yeah.
It's supposed to be funny, but it just never lands.
No, well, I would love to see you learn a language, that's all. I also think that they're getting a bit competitive where they're like, well, they got a 6 minute standing ovation, so can everyone make sure they stand for seven because it's...
But like... A standing ovation's a standing ovation.
Yeah.
Like, I understand that it's this prestigious thing that can happen, whatever, but I'm like, it, like,
Just give me a fist bump and we'll move on.
Yeah. I think that people standing up and clapping for a normal, regular, ordinate amount of time is just as lovely as it going for a long time. Have you also, though, the same film festival is all that, like, don't worry, darling, fucking drama?
Jesus Christ.
Oh, my God. I don't even know what happened and I don't even know.
I don't want to know, but I'm living for it.
I can't. It's, like, too deep now.
Yeah.
Like, I can't go back and figure it out. I'm sure that Shameless have done an episode about it. Yeah, we'll go back and listen to that. So we were choosing between Dudley Do-Right, which got 1% of votes, Bedazzled, which only got 4% of votes, which I really wanted to
watch.
That's
a real shame. Must be a cult classic because a few people were also shattered that that's what got picked.
It's such a good movie. Encino Man, George of the Jungle. George of the Jungle was very close with 43% and The Mummy with 45%. I reckon that's the closest vote we've ever had.
Usually there's a runaway winner.
Normally there's one that gets 70% and the rest of them all get kind of the rest equally.
I feel like The Mummy is Brendan Fraser's OG though.
Is it? I would have thought that the OG would be George of the Jungle.
Yeah, right. So but what did you think of The Mummy?
Oh.
Did you know what I mean now when I'm like, it's not a comedy, but it kind of like
it's
sometimes
like
wants to be?
Light.
Yeah.
It's not like a heavy film.
It's scary though. It's
there are some spooky bits.
I saw it in the cinema when I was young.
Oh,
was
I would have shit myself.
Yeah, those little bugs. Ugh.
Oh, the bugs, but also like at the beginning when the chickie goes into the tomb and her brother like pops up with that skeleton. That spooked me.
Yeah, that spooked me.
I could not tell you what happened in the movie. I'm so sorry. I know that there's going to be so many people listening that did exactly what you did, Ryan, and went and watched it at the cinema when they were a kid.
Yep.
And it was like probably the first spooky movie their mum ever let them watch and shit like that. I fucking take it or leave it, probably leave it. I could not. And Torb's right. So I watched this yesterday, like during the day, because it's work.
You don't need to convince
job.
Me. You don't need to convince me.
Just letting
me.
You
it's
know
fine. It's fine.
So that it doesn't sound like I was just watching a movie at 3 p.m. yesterday. And Torb's was working.
Yeah.
So he was like working from home. And he kept popping his head out. And he's like, oh, are you at this bit? And I was like, bro, I couldn't tell you.
I don't know.
I got no fucking idea. And then he walks out at one point. He's like, did that bit scare you? And I was like, can you fucking either watch it or leave me
that
alone?
That would annoy me as well. Are you in or you're out?
Yeah, exactly. And I was like, you're welcome to come out and watch it. Like, bring your laptop. Like, keep working or whatever if you want to. Not that he does that a lot.
You'd like him to,
but if
he
wanted to, I was just like, well, if you want to watch,
or you're
just
saving him because he does that pretty regularly.
No, I would love that.
shout out to Torb's employer. He's working real fucking hard.
No, he's. But
does it annoy you that I'm also that person? When Bridge watches a movie, I'll be kind of like working on the computer and I'll just like put my head around and go, oh, what's he from?
Nah, I actually really.
Oh, is she the boyfriend?
I actually like it because it makes me feel like we're half doing something together.
Okay, good. That's what I'll use that line.
Yeah.
The Bridge goes, just fucking, are you watching on? I go, hey, you should just appreciate that we're doing something together.
Yeah, I do actually. I get what she means though. That is annoying because it's like, just watch it or don't. Mm. But yeah, so
I
don't
the killer.
I don't actually know what happened. I don't know if they get to Cucamonga. I don't know what happened.
Brendan Fraser, what's his character's name?
I actually don't know. And I'm really good with I'm normally very good with names.
The girl, what's her name?
Emily. No? I fucking tried to confidently back that in. But obviously the brother's name is Cal.
Is it?
No? Is it?
I gotta be real with you. I don't fucking know any of the names either.
Oh, and it's your favorite movie.
It's not my favorite movie.
You said before you like this movie means a lot to me. It's my favorite.
Roll the tape. This is people
tell
can,
me when that.
Yeah, timestamp that one.
So
does that make it easier or harder to write a rap when you don't know anything about the movie?
Rap's pretty vague. I'll be honest. The rap's pretty vague. You could probably chalk this up to, you know, any like Indiana Jones film would probably work for this.
Okay.
Any.
You know, you can just like pick a specific part about it.
Yeah.
Have we made a joke about the fact that you might do a rap about the opening scene and that's it? And then we all realise that you.
I definitely have. Sorry, I've forgot. I lost my headphones. I have. Oh, Yeah.
According to IMDb, yeah. It was pretty good.
I just talk about the actor the whole time. Oh, yeah. So that was one of my options. I was like, okay, maybe because the theme was about Brendan Fraser, maybe I can get away with just doing a rap about him.
Can I
offer, also not that much.
No.
Really.
No. Can I offer some behind the scenes chat and put it into the public sphere?
Yep.
There was some chat last week around The Office. Tony goes, hey, Ryan, like, you didn't watch one of the movies a few weeks ago, so, like, I'm kind of owed to not watching it.
Yeah.
But you're not pulling that out now?
Not pulling that out
but
now.
But it is, you're keeping that card in your pocket.
I am keeping it up my sleeve, yes, okay. Because I think it's going to
get card in your pocket. Up your sleeve is what.
Yep. It's cowboy land. No, so I'm going to keep that up my sleeve for a movie that I really don't want to fucking watch.
Okay.
Like, a really long one. And I'll make you write a rap about that.
Great.
Yeah. But would you like to hear the very vague rap?
No, I'm ready. I've never been more ready.
About the mummy.
Ladies and gentlemen, T's Swizzle Lodge. Here we go. You.
T Lodge, the mummy.
Yeah.
Here we go. Movies for Fraser, comma Brendan. Ooh. On his word, they are dependent. Ooh. Trying to get to Hermanatra, you know. What treasures does it hold? Is it silver or gold? Ooh. Trying to get there with a burnt up map. Ooh. If I had to do that, I'd be in a flap. They get to the underground site, but what is waiting for them is a fright.
Mate, don't sell yourself short. That was one of your best.
Do you reckon?
Absolutely.
Do you reckon?
Yeah.
I did use it as soon as the movie started, right? I'm like, fuck.
Start writing some keywords down.
Exactly right. I wrote down Hermanatra about 3 minutes in and I was like, cool. That's going to get me going. That's fine.
Rhymezone.com. What rhymes with Hermanatra? Not a lot.
Frank Sinatra. Sinatra.
What kind of dip is that? Oh, it's a tiramisu. I can make that work with the right accent.
When you hit a drum, it goes.
What do you want for lunch? A frittata?
You know that Mexican lemonade, horchata?
How many?
Oh, should we go to a birthday party?
And hit a pinata. Do you know how many cars I own?
How many?
Zip, zero, nada. Oh.
You know that new radio station in Sydney? Carter?
I think it's Cater.
Fuck!
Oh, yeah, Carter, yeah.
Thanks. Oh, I want candy. I love Aaron Carter.
When you're a security guard, what do you do if someone looks underage?
Kill them.
No, you're Carter.
Oh!
Carter, I hardly know her. Oh, it's worth
I need to do a bit of a wee. I think I've got a full bladder.
I thought you were going to say you need a wee out of your vagina. Shit movie though, eh?
Oh, yeah. But, I mean, we made that good, didn't we?
I'm glad we watched it
I know that people are going to be like, but it's so good. But, you know.
If it went for an hour and a half, what do I have to?
It was just 2 hours it went for.
Bridge went and hung out with some friends in the park.
Who?
Oh, she's got friends that aren't you. She hung out with Beth and Rach and their babies, Billy and Poppy. Yep, and they all hung out. And then Bridge got home and she's like, are you still, is this movie still
fucking
going?
Fucking hell.
I've got to, you love to see it here. Madeline.
She's Madeline. We hope you get it straight. I'm Madeline. But inside, I'm great.
I'm blind, says Madeline. And over the weekend, I ran my first half marathon.
What the fuck?
Incredible.
Mate, you're walking your dog on a scooter and Madeline's fucking running a marathon.
Half marathon blind. I might have been the last to finish, but I finished strong thanks to my amazing running guides.
Whoa.
Now, Tony, when you hear this story, what do you say? What do you think?
Holy shit.
Well, like, what's the segment called?
You love to see it. You love to hear about that story, Madeline.
You fucking love to hear about it.
It rolls off the tongue, doesn't it? That's fucking amazing.
It is incredible.
And also, Madeline, fuck you for selling yourself short. Oh, even though I came last, Sweetheart, you're lapping everyone on the couch, including me.
Yeah.
Like, I did that's so fuck true. Nothing. It doesn't matter if you come last or first, in my fucking opinion. You have, that is such a life goal. That's something you'll remember forever. You'll always be like, remember when I fucking ran a half marathon?
It's so insane.
Should I do that?
If Madeline can do it, why can't you?
It sounds like she'd be quite fit to run a half marathon.
We'd train for you. You wouldn't just turn up on the day.
Yeah. Do you reckon we could train for a half marathon?
Remember when we did the treadmill thing?
That was fucking horrible.
Yeah, so remember that before you make any
Okay. Let's talk about it later.
But I agree with you. No one goes, oh, but they were the slowest gold medalist.
Yeah.
You know? You've run a half marathon.
That
puts you in the 0.001% of athletes in this world.
100%. Sorry, 0.001%.
Well, you love to hear it.
Madeline, that is fucked. I'm so proud of you.
You love to hear about
it. Shit, you do love to hear about that. I've got another you love to hear about it. A couple of weeks ago, we mentioned in a You Love to See It that a tarpa was in the Hawks mascot at the AFLW games.
Yeah.
And Ree over the weekend commented and posted a photo. I know you saw this, but it's so fucking cool. You love to see it. Tarpas in the wild. My wife, Cassie, our three boys and I rounded up the Tarpa Hawkette at the women's AFL this weekend, and they had to go over there and be like, are you a tarpa? Do you know what we're saying? And they're like, yeah, and they got a photo together.
Do you want to go to a game with me?
I'd love to go. Yeah, let's to AFLW. Yeah, definitely.
Support the girls and we'll see the Do you reckon it might get awkward if more people are getting selfies with the Hawkette because they're tarpas than they're football fans? No, but just like, they're like, oh, are you a big Hawthorn fan? They're like, nah, just listen to the podcast.
Yeah, I'm a fan of this really shit podcast. Yeah, we should definitely go
and
support the fucking AFLW,
yep,
of course.
Get around them.
But yeah, meet the Tarpa Hawkette. But I felt like that story deserved to go on the pod because it is a great story. And I love that people have got, like, they went there and got the photo with her because they were like, oh, she listens to the pod. So, fuck,
lovely.
You love to see that.
You do.
That's
fucking
so
love to
lovely.
See that. Tomorrow on the show, things you can say playing tennis.
Quiet, please.
And also in the bedroom.
That's one of mine. Pretend you didn't hear it when I say it to you tomorrow.
Okay. Let's do a practice one.
Okay.
Things you can say playing tennis and also in the bedroom.
You know, and they grunt when
I thought you were going to say, quiet, please.
Oh. Sorry, because I'd already done that one. I was like,
well,
I don't want to do
that
again.
Well, that's practice about me reacting like I hadn't heard it before.
Oh, okay. Go again.
Here's things you can say playing tennis and also in the bedroom.
Quiet.
You fucking, how did she come up with it? But thanks for doing the grunting noises. Chat to you tomorrow.